There are two new surveys that find people are souring on the tech industry. A Pew Research report finds about half of tech experts predict technology will weaken democracy over the next decade, citing concerns about the decline of journalism and the impact of surveillance capitalism. And the public relations firm Edelman also found a sharp decline in public trust in technology in its annual Trust Barometer report. For more, we're joined from San Francisco by Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the Pew report that asked tech experts about their concerns. What were they?
So I think the concern is that the pace of technology advancement is outpacing our ability to fact check it, to tell what's real and what's not. And we've seen this already crop up, and this is before the advanced technology gets here. There's a lot of talk about deep fakes, where a video purports to be something it isn't. What we see now are usually cheap fakes, which are obviously faked. And by obvious, I don't mean that it won't fool anyone. I just mean that we can clearly tell. When we really get to deep fakes, it will be very hard to tell whether what we're seeing is real or not. So when you take advances like this, I think a lot of people think it's going to be easier for the rich and powerful and harder for truth to win out.
And what about the Edelman Trust Barometer? What does that say about tech?
So there's a couple of things. I mean, I think the clearest thing is that tech confidence in the trust of these companies is declining. It's not a gigantic drop, and tech, by and large, is still respected more than other industries, but it's significant and notable. We've been talking for a couple of years now about this idea of a tech lash, a backlash against the tech industry, but mostly that's been coming from activists, from policy people, and we've been wondering, when is it going to be a groundswell? When is it going to be affecting the average consumer who, by and large, likes the free things they get from Facebook and Google? And I think we're starting to see some of that. It's not huge, but it's noticeable, it's measurable, and it's a big deal because I think for some of these more radical policies, if, you know, people who talk about breaking up tech companies, for that to happen, you're going to need some popular support. So I think that would be the worrying thing to me if I were one of these tech companies.
But as a person, in addition to a journalist in this story, I would say I don't trust the tech companies. But at the same time, I always click accept when they ask me to do the terms and conditions. And you probably do too, Ina.
I do, because we don't have a choice. And I think, you know, that's the question, is whether legislatively, regulatory, can we get more choice? Can we decide what of our personal information we are willing to share versus sort of the accept all that we've all clicked? Basically, I think the world has clicked okay. I think, you know, especially led by Europe, but to some degree in the U.S., people are saying, wait, should we have more agency? Should we be able to say, yes, I want a Gmail account. No, I don't want you to have every bit of information about me.
Do you think we're going to see more laws on the state or federal level that might improve public trust in technology?
I do think we're seeing a lot of movements at the state level. I think, you know, in an election year, in a very divided Congress, even though there are people on both the right and the left that favor legislation, for a long time it looked like we might get national privacy legislation. That's looking less likely, but we are seeing a lot at the state level. In the absence of federal action, states like California, but not just California, are passing their own laws. And when a state as big as California does it, it actually becomes de facto national policy, and that's something we've written about.
That is Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios, joining us from San Francisco. Ina, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.